Fourth and final hour on this Friday afternoon. Darren Donica Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Pick six just around the corner. But first, we get you in the right mindset before pick six. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. He's going to try to steer you in the right direction this weekend. Lee, how you doing?
Great. Can't complain. When you're winning, it's fun.
Winning is fun. I say that to our baseball team all the time. Winning is fun, guys.
Yep.
It's a good thing. Well, let's keep the winning ways going, and let's start with some SEC football. It's actually a lighter schedule in the SEC this week, but a bigger schedule, the biggest schedule we've seen so far in college football with the Big Ten coming back. But let's start with LSU, who certainly had their struggles on defense. An intriguing game with LSU, a little shuffle at quarterback, taking on the Gamecocks from South Carolina.
So I don't know if LSU is going to be able to pull out of this slide right now. The reason is they're making a change at quarterback because of injury. Miles Brennan's not going to start. And he wasn't great, but he was still 20th in pass efficiency. And their defense, I don't know if you can fix it. I've never seen a defense for LSU so bad. They're ranked 70th out of 77. So this South Carolina team, most seasons, they're down 16-7 like they were to Auburn. They fold. I mean, they'll keep throwing interceptions and don't stick to the game plan, but not this year. Gamecocks here, 12-3 as a road dog. Wrong team's favorite, guys. South Carolina, 30-28 here. Upset
Whoa.
City.
Whoa. Yep. Okay.
Hello.
Yep.
Good thing Coach O's got a national championship last year because things would be getting hot down in Baton Rouge. Yep. All right. Speaking of things being hot, down on the plains at Auburn, they lose this game against Ole Miss. Gus Malzahn, I know he's got a huge buyout, but it will get very, very uncomfortable down there. Auburn, a slight favorite against the Rebels, who can score at will with Lane Train at the helm, but they have trouble stopping people, Lee.
They do. They've given up between 33 and 63 points in four games. Tackling is optional. You know, Auburn, even though they lost us week, they outstatted South Carolina 504 to 316. It was the minus two turnovers that greased the skids here. I love the receivers, William Stoven, Swartz here. Sometimes that cream rises to the top. Auburn, War Eagle, 42-35 over Ole Miss.
Very interesting. All right, we're talking to Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Let's stay in the SEC, and let's look at Alabama, a three-touchdown favorite against Tennessee.
Yeah, and here's the problem for Tennessee. They've got a quarterback, Jared Garitano, who's got the yipes. I mean, he's releasing the ball too late. How do you get out of a funk like that? You don't do it against Alabama, whose defense got their mojo back. They're getting pressure on the quarterback. They stopped the run of Georgia in the second half. They didn't have breaks in coverage like they had in the first couple games. Mac Jones, I mean, after that tipped pass interception to start the game, threw for 417 yards and four touchdowns. His two receivers, Devonta Smith and Jaylen Waddle, combined for 328 yards receiving and three touchdowns. They're almost unguardable. I like Alabama. Sometimes you got to lay it if you want to play it, 48-21.
All right,
like
lay it if you want to play it. All right, let's move on to the NFL. You've got New England, who's been bit by the COVID bug a little bit, trying to work through it, has not been as dominant as they were hoping to be. And then you got San Francisco, who's been a little bit up and down. New England is a 2.5-point favorite.
Yeah, New England, it was a bad situation. That's what usually happens after you've had players with COVID. You play like Cam Newton, not like Tennessee the Tuesday before where they played out of their minds. Just couldn't hit open receivers, and now you get to play a team traveling cross-country who's coming off a big game. I think it's the right time. The public's playing San Francisco. They're on the right side, wrong side here. I like New England. I think they win this game here 27-17.
We're talking to Lee Sterling of ParamountSports.com. My man on a 10-2 run last week. Things are heating up for you.
Yeah, we put out a 7 for 77 promotion last week. We went 7-0 on the phone service clients. They went 10-2. We had some games late. You know, we see some things based on weather, COVID situations, matchups. And if they want to hop on board, two ways they can get involved this week. We have a 9 for 97, nine games combined Saturday and Sunday, five on Saturday, four on Sunday, $97. It's an instant download, and you get the ratings from 10 to 50 units. And you don't have to call me back on Saturday or Sunday to get the games. You're ready to go. Or you can get on top. We call it not November. We call it Dovember.
I love it.
It's six weeks of action, just $347. You can find it all at ParamountSports.com.
800-400-9741 is the number. So let's talk about the game on Sunday that everybody seems to be discussing, not only in our market, but the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Tennessee Titans. Now, you have this one, Pittsburgh minus 1.5. I know there's been some movement with that line.
Yeah, there has. Now, Tennessee is the favorite. They're favored by a point. So there's been a swing around here. So a couple weeks ago, and the big play for me last week was Pittsburgh for my clients. We went 35 units on Pittsburgh over Cleveland. A couple weeks ago, Pittsburgh would be the call here. But now with Tennessee getting healthy and getting, you know, a pretty much a choppy performance last week out of their system, Pittsburgh was ready to go last week. They played their A game against Cleveland. They wanted to keep down little brother Cleveland, and they always get up for Baltimore. But now they got to face Tennessee with A.J. Brown healthy, Jonu Smith emerging as a tight end for us, Ryan Tannehill red hot. I never go against hot quarterbacks. Tannehill, 40 touchdowns, just 7 interceptions the last 15 games. And how do you beat Pittsburgh? You run it right up the gut. You don't run east and west. You go north and south. Derrick Henry is that kind of runner. And without Bush at middle linebacker, maybe one of the most underrated players in the NFL. Big problems for Pittsburgh. Tennessee stays unbeaten, guys. Tennessee 31, Pittsburgh 23.
Oh, I like that. And that would be three straight wins against the spread, too, after starting 0-3 against the spread. Now, your game of the week for people to call is Tampa Bay minus 3 against the Raiders.
Yeah, they want to get this game. Just call 800-400-9741. First 10 callers get it for free. 800-400-9741. Like I said, you want to hop on board, don't wait. We've won 6 of 7 weeks. All my plays are documented. Go to ParamountSports.com. Where it says recent results, you can see every play I've given my clients going back 5 years. No one in the country's won 6 or 7 weeks. We're now over 65% the last month. How do you get it? ParamountSports.com.
Lee, people are picking up the phone right now and dialing. Those phones better be blowing up. Thanks for doing this. As always, we'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend. Stay safe, guys.
All right, Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. He's on fire. He says the Titans are going to get it done. Do you believe him? Well, you're going to get a chance to weigh in on our pick six, because that is next.
It's time to be a winner.
I have come here to chew bubble gum and kick ass.
Pick this week's games against the spread for all the bragging rights.
You want some bad enough, then you come get some.
Feeling extra confident?
I'm the one true king.
Make that game your top shelf for double points. This is Pick Six, now on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
It's America's game, Pick Six. I know Chase said there's America's team. We've got America's game. They don't care about America's team. As Michael said, they're 1,000 miles away. We got America's game right here on this show every Friday at this time. Mm-hmm. It is Pick Six time. 4-pack of tickets to see MTSU and Charlotte. That will be Saturday, November 7th, down at Floyd Stadium in the Borough. 4-pack of tickets. Will Healy coming back to town. But first, we must review.
Yes. Last week, it was Willie that had to earmuff it. Darren, I'm afraid it is you who might have to this week, because it was not pretty. Kentucky and Tennessee. Darren, yikes. Top shelfing the Vols. Chase going with the Vols. And then Willie going against the grain and picking Kentucky. Willie's our only winner there. And for Vols fans, they want to pretend that one didn't happen. Alabama-Georgia, game of the week in the SEC. It was a clean sweep between the three of you, all three going with Alabama. Chase being brave enough to top shelf the Alabama pick.
Roll Tide.
And they rolled all right. They definitely rolled. Straight into a blowout win over Georgia. Texans and Titans. Darren and Willie going with the 1-4 Texans on the road against the Titans, and it would have worked If Derrick Henry didn't score in the Wildcat formation in overtime to win by 6, Chase, the only winner there as he took the Titans. Over under 16.5 yards for Derrick Henry's longest run, and it took one play for Derrick Henry to decide the outcome of that pick. As the overs win, one play in, Willie top shelfed the over, Chase took the over, and Darren, the contrarian, going the under.
Yeah, he shattered that too with that 94-yard run.
Jadeveon Clowney, sack, yes or no? Did he get his first sack? He got close. He was in the vicinity of a sack that happened in that game, but it did not count even as a half for him. So Darren and Chase, their faith in Jadeveon Clowney did not pan out, as Willie's no vote gave him a point. And then the Bay of Pigs game, Packers at Bucks. Well, the game was only 2 or 3 possessions long. Then Willie would have gotten would have had a perfect week almost. But the Bucks prevail, Darren and Chase taking the Bucks. So the totals from last week, Willie and Chase, the big winners, 5 points each, and then Darren falling behind with only 2 points during the weekend. So that leaves us as our totals. After Willie took only a 1 point lead going into the weekend, he leaves it leading 20 with 22 points, Chase on his tail at 21, and then Darren bringing up the rear with 18 going into this week.
Thank you, Elijah. That was painful. That was very painful.
Hey, hey, Tampa Bay. The Bucks are going to shine.
Wow, that was one of my few winners. That's what, yeah. All right. Numbers guy.
Number one.
There we go. Alabama's quarterback, Mac Jones, the last 3 weeks, guys, 3 of their 4 games, the first week of the season, was the only time he has not thrown for over 400 yards a game. The question is, over under passing yards for Mac Jones against Tennessee, 300. What do you got? Last 3 games, he's gone over 400. Willie.
Yes.
Over under passing yards, Mac Jones, 300. What do you got?
I say yes, he does. I say over.
Chase.
Over.
I, too, will go over.
Number two.
Steelers-Titans. We've got it at a pick'em for pick 6. We're going to need the game total from the listeners. Willie, what do you got?
I will take the Titans.
Chase.
This was a tough one, but I'm going to listen to Lee. I'm going with the Titans.
Well, let's see. The first 3 games, I went with the Titans and lost all 3 of them. Last 2 weeks, I've gone against them, and I've lost both of them. So I am 0-5 with the Titans this year. I'm pretty sure that is correct. I'd have to go back and check, but
yeah,
I'm pretty sure that's right.
They were in rare company.
We didn't have them 1 week. We didn't. So we've only had them 4 times.
Well, that's true.
Oh, that's true. Okay, so I've lost all 4.
They were in rare company the first 3 weeks of being a 3-0 team to go 0-3 against the spread.
Yep, and I had them all 3 games and didn't cover. And then this week I go with the Texans, and I get nothing. I'm going to go with the Steelers.
Number 3.
Be a contrarian on that one. Derrick Henry, rushing yards, over under 100. Of course, he's coming off a 200-plus yard rushing day. He loves playing against teams in the division. Pittsburgh is no longer in their division. Pittsburgh is the stingiest team in the league against the run. Derrick Henry, rushing yards, over under 100. Chase.
I have changed this 3 times already, but I'm going to go over.
You're going to go over?
I'm going to go over.
Okay.
I have faith in the big man.
I'm going to go under. Willie.
I go under.
Willie goes under.
Ooh, so I'm the only one.
Number 4.
More passing yards, Ryan Tannehill or Ben Roethlisberger? Chase.
Big Ben.
Big Ben. Okay. I will go Tannehill.
Willie.
This one's a coin flip, but I will go. I'll go Tannehill.
Okay.
Number five.
Who'd you go with?
Darren? Who did I go with?
Yeah.
Tannehill.
Okay.
Number five, the Steelers defense, guys. You know, they're 5-0 like the Titans. Do you know how many sacks they have on the year?
You're going to tell us.
I am. 24.
That's a lot.
In their five games. It is a lot. Steelers sacks on Sunday, over under 2.5. I will start, and I will go over. Willie.
Tough one. This is right on it. I think this is a tough question. I think they will go under. I think they'll get a couple, but two will be the max. Under.
I think they get two, so I take the under as well. Willie and I are right there on the same page.
They're averaging number six, about 4.5 a week.
They haven't played the Titans.
Okay. And finally, you know, since we're back into our kicking woes again, does Steven Koskowski miss a field goal or an extra point? Yes or no? Since he's on my fantasy team and I need him to pick it up or I'm going to have to cut him, I'm going to say no. In fact, I'm going to no and top shelf it. That's how bad I need him this week. No and top shelf it. Like I need him in fantasy this week. I need a big week.
I just picked him up in one of my other leagues, so.
Willie.
He will not miss. He will not miss.
Chase.
No. He will not.
Chase, I need a top shelf from you. Willie, need a top shelf from you.
My top shelf will be Mr. Bama quarterback, Mac Jones.
Over for Mac Jones.
Yep.
Okay. 300 yards passing. Willie.
Jace, I was definitely going to do it until you said it, it's scary. I will also take Mac Jones over 300.
Wow. Okay. Remember, this year, just like last year, if you get in on the phone lines, you get two top shelf picks. You can still play along even if you don't call in today by going to thegamenashville.com, but you will only get one top shelf selection. So the number is 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. It is heavy. Titans and Steelers for good reason. There's one Alabama-Tennessee question in there. We'll come back, load up the lines. We'll get your picks on Pick 6 next. Our NFL Game of the Week this week on ESPN 102.5 The Game is brought to you by Red Spirits and Wine in Bellevue and Gary Force Acura. And our game this week is the 49ers and the Patriots. 49ers and Patriots coverage begins at 3 p.m. Kickoff at 3:25 right here on 102.5 The Game. We've got loaded lines. And so let's get to your calls. When one opens up, jump in there. 615-737-1025. Let's start things off with Steven. Steven, welcome into Pick 6.
Hey, guys. Thank you.
All right, Steven. Number one, Mac Jones, over under 300 yards passing.
He's going to hit that in the first half. Over, double top shelf.
Yikes.
There we go.
Oh, my.
Right out of the gates. Question two, Titans versus the Steelers. We have that as a pick 'em. Also need the game total.
Give me the Titans. Total of 51.
Derrick Henry, over under 100 yards rushing.
The King will go over.
Who has more passing yards, Tannehill or Big Ben?
Give me Ryan Tannehill.
Steelers sacks, over under 2.5.
I'm going to go over 2.5 sacks.
Does Gostkowski miss a PAT or a field goal?
No, he does not.
He says no. Double top shelf on Mac Jones. Steven, hot out of the gates.
All right. Steven, have a great weekend. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that'll leave a line available at 615-737-1025. That's how you can get in touch with us. Remember, get two top-shelf picks. And he went right out of the gates, coming in hot with the first one, double top shelf. Justin has called in on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Justin, welcome into Pick 6.
Hey, guys.
All right, Justin. Mac Jones, Alabama quarterback, over under 300 yards passing.
Over.
Titans versus the Steelers. It's a pick 'em. Also need the game total.
Steelers, 47 points.
Derrick Henry, over under 100 yards rushing.
Under.
More passing yards, Ryan Tannehill or Ben Roethlisberger?
Big Ben.
Steelers sacks, over under 2.5.
Over.
Will Steven Goskowski miss a kick?
No, double top shelf.
Oh.
Whoa.
All right. I was wondering where Justin's top shelves were coming. Saved it for the end. All right, good luck. Thanks for the call. 615-737-1025. Clay is up next on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Clay, welcome to Pick 6.
How y'all doing, guys?
We are doing great. All right, Mac Jones, over under 300 yards passing.
I would say over 500.
Yikes.
Titans versus Steelers. It's a pick 'em. Also need the game total.
Titans, 45 points.
Derrick Henry, over under 100 yards rushing.
Under.
More passing yards, Tannehill or Big Ben?
I'm going to say Ryan Tannehill.
Steelers sacks, over under 2.5.
Under.
Does Goskowski miss a kick?
No, and that'll be one of my top shelves, and the other one is the Alabama quarterback.
All right, Mac Jones.
Wow, okay. Have Good a great luck, weekend, Clay. Thank
Anchor
you.
Anchor down.
Thanks.
You know what I think is interesting about a lot of these? I guess the over-under, maybe I should have increased the number on that, but a lot of these are really coin flip. Like I really have no idea how they're going to play out, which is going to make it fun. Right, because I think it could go either way on a lot of these questions.
I like your props here, but I was a little surprised, even though the number is big, 21.5. I kind of thought you might put that on there just because it's as Joe Rexford said this morning when they were doing their picks, that's a tough number. But I like the props.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's going back to what Paul Feinbaum said with us yesterday. It's like, do you really – so the rooting interest for that game is – it's not a blowout?
Yeah.
You know, it's like –
that's what it is.
Yeah. All right, back to the phone line, 615-737-1025. Mark, you're up next on Pick 6. Welcome in.
Hello, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing great, Mark. Let's see if you're a winner. Mac Jones, over under 300 yards passing.
I'm going to say yes.
Titans and Steelers, it's a pick 'em. Also need the game total.
I'm going to pick the Titans. That'll be my top shelf, 52 points.
Derrick Henry, over under 100 yards rushing.
I want to say over. That'll be my other top shelf.
All right. More passing yards, Ryan Tannehill or Big Ben Roethlisberger?
Ben Roethlisberger.
Steelers sacks, over under 2.5.
I'm going to say under.
Does Steven Goskowski miss a kick?
No.
All right, Mark, good luck.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too. 615-737-1025. Very efficient today as we're rifling through these calls. Jeremy, you're up next. Welcome into Pick 6.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
All right, Jeremy. Alabama quarterback Mac Jones, over under 300 yards passing.
Over, top shelf.
There's one top shelf. Titans versus Steelers, we have it set as a pick 'em. Also need the game total.
Titans, 26-23, 49 points.
Derrick Henry, over under 100 yards rushing.
Under.
More passing yards, Ryan Tannehill or Big Ben?
Ryan Tannehill.
Steelers sacks, over under 2.5.
Under.
Does Steven Goskowski miss a kick?
No, he hits the game winner.
Oh, hits the game winner.
Ooh, we get two top shelves?
Second top shelf is under on the rushing yards for Henry.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Jeremy.
All right. Y'all have a nice weekend.
All right. You too. When the Steelers are game planning for the Titans, what do you think? Is their goal? We talked about Tannehill or Henry as the MVP. Who do you think they're game planning for first? Who do you think is number one? Do they want to stop the pass or stop the run? If they had to choose one to focus in on this week, what do you think their answer is?
Is it even close?
Is it even close?
I mean, it's number 22.
Yeah, I'd say the run. They know how much he can hurt you.
Okay. I mean, I'm with you, but, I mean, all we've heard all week is locally and nationally is Ryan Tannehill league MVP.
Well, you know why I say that? And we haven't – I don't think we have gotten into this as much as maybe we should, but I do believe, even though there's been this MVP talk with Tannehill, there's still that group that go, yeah, but I saw Miami. And there's still those people that just think that's going to creep back in at some point.
Yeah, but I mean, to this point, it's a fair discussion how it plays out. And we're talking about in the now. We're talking about right now. Right now, he is a legitimate league MVP. How the rest of the games play out for the regular season, we're about to find out, but we don't know. But I'm just a little surprised. I mean, Tannehill has burned. I mean, look what the Titans are doing. Score, like I said, they're scoring more points than Pittsburgh this year. So, just curious. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, you're up next on Pick 6. Welcome in.
Hey, guys.
All right, Kevin. Mac Jones, Alabama quarterback, over under 300 yards passing.
Over, and one of the top shelves.
Titans Steelers, it's a pick. Also need the game total.
Steelers and 45.
DH 22, over under 100 yards rushing.
Under.
More passing yards, Tannehill or Roethlisberger?
Roethlisberger.
Steelers sacks, over under 2.5.
I'm going to go under. I'm going to say 2.
Will Titans kicker Steven Goskowski miss a extra point or a field goal?
Yes, and that's my other top shelf.
All right, there we go.
Yes, and another top shelf. Okay, Kevin, have a good weekend.
All right, you too. Thanks.
Let's go to Josh. Josh, you're up next. Welcome in.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Josh. Mac Jones, Bama quarterback, over under 300 yards passing.
Over, double top shelf in the first half.
In the first half, he says.
I guess the good news is if we all miss it, we all miss it together. I mean, it's not going to hurt anybody, I guess.
Yeah. Titans versus Steelers. It's a pick 'em. Also need the game total.
I'm going to say Titans 54.
Derrick Henry, over under 100 yards rushing.
Over.
More passing yards, Ryan Tannehill or Big Ben?
Big Ben.
Steelers sacks, over under 2.5.
Under.
Does Goskowski miss a kick?
He does.
Did we get two? Is he double top shelf?
Yep.
All right, Josh. Good luck. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
615-737-1025 from Josh. Now to Jim. Jim, welcome to Pick 6.
Good afternoon.
All right, Jim. Mac Jones, over under 300 yards passing.
Over.
Titans Steelers, it's a pick 'em. Need the game total as well.
Titans 56, double shelf.
Double top shelf for the Titans. Derrick Henry, over under 100 yards rushing.
Over.
More passing yards, Tannehill or Big Ben?
Tannehill.
Steelers sacks, over under 2.5.
Over.
Does Goskowski miss a kick?
No.
Boom.
Top shelf.
Well, you had double top shelf on the Titans, right?
Oh, double. Yes. Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Jim.
All right. Bye.
Jim
was
Jim.
You can spread it around if you want.
Yeah, you don't have to double top.
He was confident.
Shelf. But I was going to say he knew his answers. He was ready. There was no hesitation.
Our listeners know what's up. I mean, they're ready to go. They know they're familiar. This is not their first rodeo.
How many times have we heard that over the years?
A few.
Now, Willie, this isn't my first rodeo.
Let's go to Tony. Tony, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hello, guys.
All right, Tony. Mac Jones, over under 300 yards passing.
Well, let me think about that one. I'm just kidding you. Hell, I'm ready to. Yes, he's going to go over and make that a top shelf.
Oh, boy.
Titans.
Should have went like 350, at least 350.
Titans. Now,
apparently, UT don't have a secondary.
Titans Steelers, pick them. Also need the game total.
38 points.
Ooh, low scoring. Derrick
Defense.
Henry. Defense. Derrick Henry, over under 100 yards rushing.
Under 100 yards, they're going to take the ball out of his hands and put it in Tannehill's. And that's why Tannehill will go over and have more passing yards.
Okay, so Tannehill more passing yards than Big Ben. Steelers sacks, over under 2.5.
Over.
Does Gostkowski miss a kick?
No, sir. And on my second top shelf, make it Henry under 100 yards.
Okay. Tony knew it. All right, have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Y'all too.
All right. Let's get one more on the air. The rest of you, we will get off the air. You'll still be locked in with two top shelves. Let's go. Michael will be our final caller on air. Michael, welcome into Pick Six.
Hey, guys. What's up?
All right, Michael. Mac Jones, over under 300 yards passing.
They won't need to pass the football, so I'll go under.
Wow. I think he's the first under. Titans Steelers, it's a pick 'em. Also need the game total.
I'll go Titans 58.
Derrick Henry, over under 100 yards rushing.
Over.
More passing yards. Tannehill or Big Ben?
Tannehill all the way.
Steelers sacks, over under 2.5.
Under 2.5.
Does Gostkowski miss a kick?
Yes, double top shelf.
Oh. Whoa.
All right.
Double top shelf. Okay, Michael, thank you.
Thank you, guys. You have a good one.
You too. So I honestly thought the same thing. There was a couple things in play. One, Alabama could cram it down their throat with their running attack. Two, if they jump out to a big lead, they kind of take their foot off the gas, and they don't need to sling it around. You know, the best way to have the stats that everybody's talking about where it's an easy over is
it's
if this thing was a tight game, right?
Yeah,
it's back
if it's
and
an
forth.
Ole Miss. Yeah, if it's an Ole Miss where
right.
they're pushed offensively.
But if it's 34-7 at the half, I mean, they're not going to come out, you know? I mean,
Mac's probably out of the game.
I don't know if he's out of the game, but I mean, they're going
to
change. They're just going to chew up clock, right? That's kind of the way I would look at it. So that's why I kept the number down. Because there's a chance. Remember, this is a 3-touchdown spread. There's a chance if it gets really lopsided, Alabama's not going to be slinging it around the yard.
But I think Tennessee will have enough success to be competitive long enough for Alabama to have to do it. Now, but you're absolutely right. That is something that could happen and has happened to some teams where Alabama sort of calls off the dogs, and I'm not saying Tennessee or Vanderbilt or any particular team, but there's some times where they could name their score at a certain point in the game, and they sort of just run the clock out. And
Nick
they're like, let's get out of here.
Tends to go back and look, and you've heard me say this before over the years. He tends to take the foot off the gas with former assistants. He does not try to embarrass guys that used to be on his staff.
And honestly, I don't know that I've ever seen him really run it up against anybody.
Not really. It's true.
That there becomes a point where it's like, let's just get out of here. Let's not spend the rest of the day here. Let's just keep the clock running.
Yep.
Commissioner, we have a question from the people.
Okay.
What are top shelves? What do those mean?
Top shelves count as 2 points, so it's something you feel very strong about. So you get double points. When people are double top shelfing, that means that question is now worth 3 points to them. So gives you an opportunity to pick up some extra points. It's like an extra credit on a test, which I needed always a lot of. So
as did I.
Yeah, 2 top shelves is something I would like because I always look for extra credit. So it's basically just a way to pick up more points. It's all these questions are worth a point unless noted otherwise. In this week's contest, they're all worth a point, but the top shelves will get you that extra point for each one. Or if you double top shelf it, like I said, it's going to be worth two more extra points. All right, I want to talk to you about my friends at Cool Springs MD. And I've been talking about them for years because I've been going over there for years. They've been helping me for years, and they've been helping a lot of you here in Middle Tennessee for years because they've been around since 2007 in this area. And Dr. Jeffrey Lodge has been the board certified physician over there, if I could spit it out. And his wife, Daphne, the registered nurse, and their experienced staff have been helping a lot of you improve your quality of life. And I know you want that like I do, especially as we all get older, right? Things start happening. You just, you know, we're not wired and built exactly like we used to be. We don't get out of bed and feel the same way we did, let's say, in our 20s. But they've got things, programs, and people that can help you in a lot of avenues. They house a lot of things under one roof, whether it's hormone replacement therapy. Like I said, if you haven't been feeling the same, been feeling sluggish, haven't had any, you know, get up to you, just, I don't know, just feeling off, go talk to them about that. They can help you. Face and body rejuvenation, weight loss management, which is so important in 2020. It's really important every year. You should try to stay healthy, but especially during a pandemic. We get it. You've been out of sorts. Your routine's been thrown off. You've probably put on, maybe you've put on some unwanted pounds. Well, they've got people and programs that can get you headed in the right direction. If you need to schedule an appointment or a consultation, you just dial this number, 615-283-7291. That's 283-7291. Or you can learn everything about them by going to their website, coolspringsmd.com. Bring us home, Dave, every Friday. I was just watching the Daniel Jones run again last night, and I can't stop laughing.
Yeah, Ryan Porth having fun, which I was waiting for somebody to do this, tagging me in it and saying, if you ever wondered what Chase would look like, he says, if you ever wanted a video of what it would look like if Chase tried to take a quarterback sneak to the house, this is it. It's not true because I wouldn't make it that far. I'd make it like 10 yards and I'd pass out.
I thought your response was pretty good.
Haven't we all had bad dreams like that, though? You know, where you're running and you can't, something happens and you just can't get where you want to go? I've had dreams like that, not specifically on a football field running for a touchdown, but just trying to run.
Yeah.
And trying to get somewhere and you can't.
It's like you're running in quicksand almost. Yeah.
That was a bad dream.
Well, like my nightmare, like we've done things before where we've, you know, waved the towel at a Preds game. And I've always had the nightmare if I had to walk out on the ice for something that I'm just going to walk out, I'm going to just face plant in front of 17,000 people, which has a very good chance of happening. But, you know, if I walked out on the, because the carpet, you know, there's not much grip there, even though they put carpet on the ice.
Well, we have seen people fall.
We have, and we laugh because that's kind of what happens. And, you know, I know people would laugh at me. Now, I'd own it like I usually do, but get up and wave.
Speaking of ice, segue. It looks like head coach John Hines has got the final piece to his coaching staff for next year. He has hired another assistant coach, Todd Richards. What do you guys think?
Well, Todd Richards is a guy that goes way back with the Predators organization because he spent a lot of time in Milwaukee coaching the Admirals, some really good Admirals teams as an assistant. He also ended up getting his big crack coming from there to be the head coach of the Minnesota Wild. He coached the Columbus Blue Jackets. So he's got a lot of time behind the bench as a head coach. Barry Trotz used to really rave about him. So I think that's a really interesting add. I think they added the elements they wanted, guys who have a lot of coaching experience, and then they balance it out with Dan Hynoe for the former player, a little younger side of it. So interesting additions.
Yeah, I like it. You know, I haven't done the deep dive into it, but obviously the pedigree is there and the experience, and so you got to feel pretty good about this coaching staff and what David Poile and John Hines have put together. So looking now, it's that wait and see. Let's get to the season. You know, whenever that is, the 1st of January, be fun to see all the new pieces together because there are a lot of new pieces for this team.
You'll like some of these names. When he was in Milwaukee, here are some of the guys that came up through while he was there. Pecorine, Shea Weber, Dan Hamhuis, Jordan Tutu, Marty Erat, Scotty Upshaw. Milwaukee won the whole thing, the Calder Cup, in 2004 while he was an assistant there. So he goes way back with this organization.
Oh, very cool. Welcome back.
Coming full circle, sort of.
And the winter, did I see the Winter Classic has been bagged?
Yeah, and the All-Star game.
And the All-Star game.
Postponed is how they put it.
86th.
Yeah, not surprising.
Been scratched?
Not surprising.
Well, they're a healthy scratch, right? Or is it a healthy scratch?
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know where I'm going with
that. I don't either. Would you like me to read the Titans injury report?
Yeah, speaking of health, segue.
So, first, let's start with the Steelers. Cornerback Mike Hilton is out with a shoulder.
Whoa.
Significant.
Whoa.
Yes, that is big. Fullback Derek Watt is out as well with a hamstring.
Not TJ.
No, not TJ. The younger brother. No, they're related. He's the younger brother.
So this is there's a third Watt brother?
Yeah.
Man, where have I been? I didn't know that.
JJ, TJ, and Derek.
So Mike Hilton, not Mike Hilton, but Mike Hilton.
Yes.
Like the hotel.
Yes.
Is out?
He is out.
Ooh, out.
That is a big loss for them.
Devin Bush put on IR.
Yeah.
So we know he is out.
Yep.
Everybody else, good to go. So Pouncey, Roethlisberger was on there for whatever reason. Juju Smith-Schuster, they are all good to go. Now to the Tennessee Titans. Listed on the injury report, Jadeveon Clowney, Mykole Pruitt, Isaiah Wilson, Daquan Jones, Dennis Kelly, Jonnu Smith, A.J. Brown. All full participants in practice today, all good to go on the injury report for Sunday. No questionables, no doubtfuls, no outs. Good to go.
So that leaves, Jonnu Smith, that's good news.
I wasn't sure
about him. That's the only guy on that list I was really wondering about. It does not have Adoree Jackson mentioned, right? Because he's still on a different part of the roster. Right?
He's still on IR. They're with the new IR procedures this year. They have to designate him for return. They then have a 3-week window for him to be able to practice, and then they activate him.
But he has practiced for the last 3 days, correct?
Yep.
So that's the one we got to take a look at.
I'm with you guys. He's playing.
I think he'll be in there. But it is interesting. Now you have that bigger practice squad. That is the luxury.
Jonnu Smith, by the way, was a full participant yesterday. So
yeah.
You just get concerned when he had to leave the game last week, and he's been playing so well. You know how big of a target he is, and in a game like this, where you're probably going to have a lot of sets with multiple tight ends. Remember, we talked about Brad Hopkins. Talked about this facet with Brad Hopkins. That's one thing you can do. Floyd Reese said the same thing. When you have Sombrio and you know they're going to test him, you go in and you say, we got to give him some help. So there's probably going to be a tight end over on his side a lot this week.
I was more concerned, honestly, about A.J. Brown because A.J. Brown had not practiced all week.
Yeah,
it was good to see him back today, a full participant, but A.J. Brown has not been in there, and that's the one that concerned me. Jonnu had been practicing all week. He was limited on the first day, but yesterday he was full. And then so I'm like, okay, well, clearly Jonnu's going in the right direction. But A.J. Brown was the real concern for me because today was the first practice. So same with Isaiah Wilson. Although this is his first practice of 2020. That's what it feels like.
I think you're right.
I don't think he's at double digits yet.
I don't think so.
That's why
if
Mike
the
Vrabel was
win,
quick.
Will the narrative on Monday be they're the best team in the AFC? Or will people still not give them the credit?
They won't.
Yeah.
No.
I kind of feel the same way.
I mean, will they be in the conversation with Kansas City and Baltimore? Yes. But I'll believe that
when I see it. But let's see if they win the game first.
Yep. Should be a good one. Boy, we'll have a lot to talk about on Monday. You enjoy your weekend. Be safe. We want you back with us to start next week at 10 a.m. We'll see you on Monday. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay.